believe it or not, coming up this weekend, daylight saving starts again. And that means we're going to, let's see, spring ahead, fall back. So spring we got to run the clocks up an hour, which means we lose an hour of sleep.
But it also means it will be lighter at night.
Yeah. Which means those of us who try to get to bed at an unreasonable hour of the early evening,
it gets more difficult.
It gets a little more difficult. This is when, you know,
you have to get those eye shades like Colonel Klink wore on Hogan's Hero.
No.
To help you sleep.
No, I don't think so.
No?
No, no, no. I just do the classy thing. The people in my neighborhood love it when I do this. I'll take tinfoil and put it up in the windows. That's a classy thing. No, I don't do that either.
Well, considering some of the...
Oh, so you've been hearing rumors, have you? Yeah, daylight saving time starts on Sunday. I wouldn't mind supporting a thing just to stop this nonsense. I wouldn't mind if we just stopped doing it. So a lot of people are going to think that Monday morning is the worst day of the year, right? Your alarm clock says 6:30. Your brain is saying, no, it's 5:30. What are you doing? But scientists have come out and said, no. Monday is not the worst day. It's 3.5 days. It takes 3.5 days to get used to the time change. Do you have a long, like an adjustment period?
Our schedule is so screwed up. I mean, we get up in the middle of the night, we take naps in the afternoon, that I have no idea how I feel after daylight savings because my body clock is screwed up anyway.
Yeah.
Constantly. It's every day.
Yeah.
If you don't get enough sleep, if I don't take a long enough nap, I'm, you know.
You're cranky?
Cranky, irritable.
You mean
tired.
More cranky?
Yes.
More irritable.
That's right. That's right. Like last night, I had a late game, so I got back late.
Sure.
Didn't get to bed till late.
Yeah, I can tell. You're not on your thing today. It takes the average person apparently 3.5 days to adjust to daylight saving time. The study did find that there's about 18% of people who say that the time change doesn't really bother them that much. Yeah, you know, it's a slight inconvenience. I love it when it goes the other way.
I mean, there have been studies that have shown that people who consistently work the graveyard shift are unhealthier than other people, that your body is not made to work at night and sleep during the day. It is
the other thing that I read, and I can't remember where, but it said if you go like camping or you go somewhere and you completely unplug from technology, all right, you don't watch TV, you don't listen to the radio. No, don't do that. Everybody should listen to the radio. But you unplug from the internet,
yeah.
you don't mess around with your phone, you don't check messages, you don't do any emails. If you unplug for 5 days and you get somewhere where it's relatively tranquil, okay? Now, for some people, that's the beach. Some people, it's going camping.
Probably not Vegas. So.
Yeah, precisely. 5 days in Vegas without anybody to, check on you, that could be very bad.
As long as my bankroll is big enough, I think I could tolerate it, actually.
No,
it
you
would
could.
Be very bad.
You've been to Vegas?
I have, but it would be very bad to be broke 3 days into a five-day trip.
Hey, buddy, can you spare 20 cents? Yeah. I got to buy some coffee. I got to buy some soup. But if you can unplug for 5 days, they say your brain basically resets and your sleep rhythm reestablishes itself. You go to bed when you're tired, you get up when you are awake. You don't have an alarm system.
Yeah.
You let your body, after about 5 days, your body resets.
Well, when I win the Mega Millions jackpot this week, I'll let you know how that works, all right?
No. I expect you to be back at work, my friend.
Maybe for a day or two.
Just to rub it in. Here's some other things that Americans believe. 11% of us think HTML, all right? You know HTML for your...
It's a computer language, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the, it's a hypertext... 11% of us think that HTML is a sexually transmitted disease. 12% of Americans...
It could be, depending on which website you visit.
12% of Americans think that USB is an acronym for a European country. What? I just got back from USB. I did. 18% of us think Blu-ray is a marine animal.
Okay.
Here's one for you. 23% of us think MP3 is one of them Star Wars robots.
It could be.
27% of us think a gigabyte is an insect found in South America. 42% think a motherboard is the deck of a cruise ship.
Okay.
Hey, I'll see you up on the motherboard, okay? Okay. And finally, 61% of us say it's important to have a strong knowledge of technology in this day and age. Oh, yeah, I love that MP3 in Star Wars. He was so cute.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially when he saved them all from the trash compactor. That was awesome. Oh, gosh, I sure hope I don't catch an HTML while doing this show. That would be embarrassing, wouldn't it? WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. All types of wonderful things happening when we return. Please remain seated till the show comes to a complete and screeching halt.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Well, the Oscars are over and I have yet to see any of the movies. Well, wait, I did try watching Gravity, but as soon as Clooney floated away, I fell asleep. I was not thrilled when Ellen ordered pizza for everyone and rubbed it in our faces that they could quickly pull together a giant tip. I mean, when my friends and I order pizza, we're lucky to have enough to pay for extra marinara for our breadsticks. And that selfie she took with the celebrities. Come on. My selfies could look that good too if I had a few grand to spend on a dress and Botox. But not unlike Matthew McConaughey, I am my own hero. Only not 10 years in the future. I am my own hero a half hour ago when I stole a jelly donut from the break room. I even made an acceptance speech, but my mouth was full and no one understood. Oh, wait! Maybe that's what happened to John Travolta.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Rush, Sean, and the Wisconsin Morning News. AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.